here we go. Let's hear what they say. Now we go. We're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine
and Geneva. Hi, friends. We're back. Don't worry. We got a lot of DMs. We're here covering Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. Is that what it's called?
Yeah. I'm sorry, everyone. I was sick. This is Justine, if you don't know. And so it's my fault we haven't recorded, but nothing really compelling on TV.
No.
I mean, now I'm taking meth after watching the Mormon show. They're like the meth of reality TV.
So
and I'm
good.
Never going back to cocaine. That is Bravo, because it's garbage and bullshit TV after what we see, what we could still be getting.
This is the thing.
Laguna Beach grown up.
The first season of a show is always the best, right? What I hope they did. So we're talking the whole season, spoilers, like we watched it all. What I hope they did is they just kept filming and then they're going to give it to us as a season two. You don't think so? Like, you think they literally stopped filming as she's calling?
I think the show got, they were... I've been weird following this, that Frankie, remember I brought her up, Frankie Paul or whatever the fuck her name is, when I was, now I don't go on TikTok anymore because it's so addicting and it's bad for my health anxiety. I conjure up diseases. And so it's good if I stay off, but I used to watch her and I was compelled by her and this whole story. I remember her going to jail and I'm on the Daily Mail reading articles about her and remember seeing her in that flannel. And it's just fascinating how I thought her life was great in these TikTok Instagrams. I would be watching lives with her in this Dakota. I was in, like, watching them watch Taco Bell.
Wow.
But I really have. I know it's weird. And then to watch this show, it's like pop culture is gods. I just love it so much. But I do feel, I feel sad for all of these people. We'll get into all. There's so many feelings watching this. But I just have to say. Like, their house, her house would be filthy dirty. The Frankie Paul, George, whatever the fuck her name
Taylor.
Is. Taylor, Frankie Paul. What a name, right? That's like a super famous person's name. And she's got two other kids. And so her house would be filthy. She'd be filming it shameless and not saying how depressed she is. And then she would clean the house and show that. And I just was like, wow, this is weird.
I think what I'm most fascinated by is like, how they started. I just want to know what happened for production. They started the show. Taylor is like, she looked like a hot white trash mess. Just her energy was nuts. She was all over the place. She gets arrested. Do they stop filming or did they keep filming? And we're like, we don't have a show. Cause I've never seen a show like this. It starts and then it's 11 months later and it keeps going from there.
Right. Because like, she had a miscarriage. Choice? Right, she's on the couch saying she got arrested.
She has a miscarriage. Then we pick up.
Then she's pregnant. And they don't really explain how she went from the miscarriage to pregnancy. Did I miss something there? You're right.
No, she did say like the rainbow baby or whatever, but it flashes up like 11 months later. So they picked up cameras.
Did it say
again.
11 months later? I missed that.
Yeah. So it picks up filming.
Tell me when. When did I miss that? Because
I think it's between the first and the second episode. But essentially, whenever she pops up pregnant. Right before then, they're like,
okay, that makes
11
sense.
Months later.
There was so much going on in my brain that I didn't piece it all together. And who's fucking who? Because I thought that Taylor definitely screwed Whitney's husband. And that was why Whitney hates her. But I guess she wasn't involved in the swinging.
No. So,
that's so not
I
the thing.
Thought
She's
the
jealous.
Show, I thought the show I was getting was going to be the women who are the swingers. It was going to be like that group. I didn't realize that they weren't associated. And it was like. This other group. So as it went on, I was like, oh, none of them were part of this group.
We need
like,
the affair of like, right. And then who are these girls? Who are those girls part of Mom Talk? And did they just get sliced off and they kept Taylor because she was the leader of the pack? And
I was thinking there should be a drinking game where every time they say Mom Talk, you like take a shot, you'd be fucking wasted.
I mean,
like,
could Mom Talk be a better phrase?
Will Mom Talk survive? To be
I
part of the Mom Talk community. Like, so many ways to say Mom Talk. It was just too funny.
Did you like it from the beginning?
I did.
Some people say that it took a little bit to get into it. I was praying to God that you would like it.
I think the second episode. So this is what happened. Dorian and I flew back from a wedding on the East Coast. We watched the entire thing on a plane. So I watched.
How do you watch Hulu on the airplane? I was talking to my friend about that.
Downloaded it.
You can
download it?
Just like Netflix?
Yeah. all seven episodes from New Jersey to Vegas, just banging it out. I thought That's it was incredible. Great. So good.
I thought it was incredible. I thought the episodes were I love that you say that. It's just hilarious. I thought the episodes were kind of long. I'm glad it wasn't just a half hour blips because I'd be watching it at night and I wanted to savor it. I wish that they would do weekly because it would have made these girls famous for so long and they're just going to be a blip on the radar for a little bit.
Yes.
And then if it would have been 8 weeks of us talking about Frankie Taylor, Paul Harmeyer, and I don't know.
Taylor Frankie great. Paul, you cannot remember.
Taylor Frankie Paul, TFP.
All right. I think our approach should be like, let's go character by character, maybe, or like beat by beat. Sure, like, how do you want to approach this? I feel like
I don't know. I got so many thoughts.
Let's start here. Who's your favorite character?
Definitely, just because I don't know why I'm watching her on Instagram even without a TV show, is probably Taylor Frankie Paul.
I would agree.
And the mom and everything. She's
what
a
I
star.
Told Dorian, like three episodes on, I looked over at him and I was like, if she wasn't on the show, they would have no show. Right. Like,
and it's not like she does much, but
she carried the first power. Like four episodes. And then the drama and the messiness of her and Dakota, like kind of started to splinter out into the group, which I thought was great. I think
and she's
Whitney,
very real that you don't find on reality TV. These girls are just,
yeah, that's true.
Some of the girls are faker. It's a little bit more.
Yes.
Whitney and Taylor are gods to the TVs.
Whitney, I have never disliked somebody more than Whitney. I find her just obnoxious between the way she approached all those fights and stuff and just the way she's like an ass. Like, I hate an asshole who like sits in their assholeness. Do you know
she's
what I mean?
Nuts.
Like the way she just looked at Taylor and was like, I didn't tell you because I didn't feel like I needed to, or like, I just didn't, I don't want to be a friend. Like, I don't need to talk to you. It's like, fuck you. You
and
actually
just
do. You know what I mean?
Super jealous of her.
Super
That's what
jealous.
Comes down to.
Obviously
wants
desperate.
To skin her. Wants to be her.
I hadn't seen that RSV TikTok reel. I didn't even
know
that existed.
Isn't
no,
that nuts?
I was like, holy shit. Once I saw that, I was like, she's a fame seeking whore through and through.
So I'm so glad you bring that up. That became so viral to everyone making fun of her because it's so sick.
I mean, how can you even imagine how many takes was that, right? She set that shit up in the hospital room for 2 hours to get that fucking reel. She lit like insane while your baby's tied up to fucking monitors. It's insane.
Terrible person. And her husband is addicted to porn. I think there couldn't be anything more frightening for me. Honestly,
this is no shade to anybody who's gay at all. I'm not trying to like, there's no kind of hate here. The second he popped up on screen, I was like, oh, he's gay. Like, I hadn't even heard the Tinder thing. I just looked at his face. And I was like, oh, he's gay. There's no way he's out there fucking women. I'm sorry.
Miserable together. They're
he dances
so miserable.
Smoothly in those videos.
Oh, it's so embarrassing.
It's
if Tyler agreed to these videos,
I would get divorced.
What if you and your
I'm out.
We're choreographing and we're in the that's why Mario Lopez doing it. Even though you're Mario Lopez, it gives me the cringe.
I just feel like as a culture in life, how did we get this is entertainment? The amount I found it fascinating, but the in-between scene dance reels, we're just watching these like white people do these. I was like, how is this what we're doing as a society?
It's crazy. And the amount of money they're making off it, and her vibrator.
It's so funny.
What she do, if she should sell the vibrator or not.
Them sipping the champagne when they walked into their new home and they're like, they people drink this. I was just like, holy shit. Look at these freaks. This is nuts.
And Whitney becomes... I'm just waiting for Whitney to be who she really is.
I would love to see it.
There is such a veil of she's, I feel like she's a drunk behind closed doors, but she's not. But
and
she's
I think
a Mormon, but she is like a practicing, and the way she dresses in those Mormon gowns,
frocks.
Like a,
what's
it like? What are the people that, the Amish? She's Amish vibes.
I hated her looks. I think she's this close. To like a Karen type verbal assault on somebody. Like the way, how much she says fuck and like all of that, even around the kids, where she's like, I don't fucking care about, oh, sorry. It's just like, you can see, like, I there's like a dark passenger inside of her.
Oh, yeah. She is. She like hampered down by God. Drunk, right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. God is just suffocating her a little bit with that pillow, but he's going to let loose one day and she's going to, and it's the video. It's the RSV video. Really, she thought she was going to get so much. I don't know what she thought she was going to do, but
I don't either. But just the judgment of that is insane. To choose not only to do it, to post it is like,
it's hard for me to go on the internet anymore, because it's just all these videos of this world that we're in. When you see all these repetitive videos of these people making money doing this weird shit, and even people when their kids are in the hospital, I can see if your kid had a super bad illness, and like maybe they can inspire some other people and maybe they need to get some money to really help them. But there's people who like take pictures of them like loading their kids up in the ambulance. They're like, little Johnny's low on oxygen. We're headed. It's like, just go be with little Johnny. Stop posting this shit. It's weird.
It's crazy. It's crazy. I agree. I think like
the internet is so dark.
It is. What's most fascinating to me about this like entire group is like, you watch how, I just really feel this way overall in life. When you restrict yourself too much,
right,
you become fixated on the wrong things, and those things become incredibly appealing. Like the fact that they...
It's just hypocrite central too.
Yeah. And they're just hunting down any high that is within the bounds that they can
do. Soda.
So if that means they're fucking pumping themselves for full of fucking Mountain Dew with 5 pumps of sugar syrup, it's just like to watch that, like they have that appetite for what we all do, vices and blah, blah, but like the restrictive access, like the fact that Whitney, that scene with her mom where she's like, oh, I should have asked if you had any questions about sex. It's like, you're making shit so taboo that you're married at 19 and pregnant at 19, or you're married, pregnant at 16. Like you can't, this isn't healthy to like have raised in this environment.
I'm shocked divorce is so accepted.
Me too. It seems like it's not, but it is. Like a lot of them are divorced.
Seemed
like,
okay.
Layla, divorced at 22? What does that even mean?
She is so cute.
Adorable. But what the hell?
They're all cute. I feel bad for all of them. They're all like, I'm so happy I'm born into a life of sinners, because I can't imagine. You don't know any better. And this is just the way it is. Like I've never been really to Utah, I guess, but the soda culture,
other than Zion, I guess it's huge. Just when they're like drinking the sodas and then eating like a cookie, like how is that any worse than having a cocktail?
Yeah.
You probably just ingested 130 grams of sugar.
It's
like
crazy.
That shit is not good for you.
No.
Physically, mentally, energy wise. Like you see what happens with kids and sugar. Like what are we doing? I just like, that was nuts to me where they're like, let's go get a soda. What's your order? And they all have orders. It's like, what the fuck?
Imagine if in the book of Joseph or whatever, they said you couldn't have sugar. What would they? It's crazy. And Whitney is, I don't hate Whitney. Like I hate other people, because I feel like she is really silently suffering. When she shows up at the very end at the roller skating rink, she's ill. This is crazy. To me, she really gives vibes of, I'm driving the family into the lake.
Ooh.
That is the vibes I get from her.
Yeah.
I really do. I see her in a courtroom.
I wouldn't use the word hate. I think she was a phenomenal villain for the root of the season. But I think I don't fuck with people who move like she moves. Like,
oh, she's
bad
mental.
Friend, talking shit, so thirst trap hungry. Like, you can't tell me if one of them were like, oh, we got an opportunity to go on Ellen or like whatever. She's not there. You're my best friend. Like, she's an opportunity whore. And I don't like
that. Oh, yeah. Oh, I would stay away from her 100%. But I'm watching her.
Yeah.
I don't know who
different all the time,
more,
which was fun. She had that weird hair and the like, she has a real doe-eyed look too.
Her and that husband though, it's a real weird thing. I've been following her Instagram for a few months, and the way that they're dancing, you should watch some of their videos.
I went and looked yesterday. I was horrified.
And all of a sudden she's pregnant. They're having another baby with this little porn freak. What kind of porn are you addicted to watching? Tyler's probably addicted to porn. Who knows?
No. It's not the porn. It's,
well, it's fascinating.
Tinder and talking to women. You're supposedly women. Your entire marriage.
How did porn get involved? Was she just saying it's porn?
No, I mean, he's probably addicted to porn, but he's also
definitely watching dudes pound each other till the cows come home.
Imagine if Tyler had an active Tinder profile, what you would do and talking to people.
It'd be a nightmare.
Tyler would be 5 feet underground. You know
how
what
do
I mean?
I sell my house? Yeah. What do I do? I got to get out of here.
You're not getting pregnant immediately. While we worked through it, we went to Hawaii. It's not a fucking vacation. Your marriage is in crisis. What are we talking about?
They moved. So that's why she moved. So they weren't involved in the swinging. See, I assumed that she was part of the swinging. They moved to Hawaii to get out of Swingville.
Yep.
And Taylor, who wants to go? All these women, they're bred to service their man. They're the best sexual prowesses out there. I would not want Taylor. She would suck the life right out of Tyler. I'm who you don't want to be married to. I was bred the opposite.
Right.
Like my mom, I'd get my dad a glass of milk or something, but it wasn't
the scene that horrified me.
Service your man.
Right. Like the men woman thing was the baby blessing where the men allowed to all stand together and pray.
Sick.
And the women have to sit back in the back like second class citizens. It's like, brought this child into the world? Was it the man or the woman? What are we doing here? Like,
my dad stopped taking me golfing because I refused to golf from the woman's tees. And I would go golfing with my dad and brother. Like, who the fuck you think you are telling me where I got to go back or go forward? I can hit just as much as the little fucker brother here.
It's just like, what does that do to your mental? You're the center of this family. If you're Jen Affleck, who we'll talk about, if you're her, you're carrying the financial weight of the family and you're getting disrespected like that.
I agree. It made me sick.
Like, and you're eating it.
We had the best.
Can't invite your friends.
Relationship. We're so happy. It's like you're brainwashed. And he's addicted, blowing all his money on gambling.
I love that. Yeah. And then he's a gambler. Meanwhile, she doesn't even go to the strip club and it's a problem.
That's insane. You've ever seen on the planet.
Insane. Fourth generation surgeon. How wild is that?
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
It's going to be third. He's not making it. That loser's not making it. He's not.
His grandfather, his father, him.
He's the last person I want. There shouldn't be fourth generation surgeons. You should either. That's not something you hand down. That's a insane. Passion. That's a nightmare.
Like, how would you feel though? Like, I just like imagine you were in medical school. I'm not saying you're Zach, but just like you're somebody else, like reputable. And your wife is like, well, this will like really take business opportunities from mom talk.
When she said that,
I was like, this is hilarious. Like, just like equating medical school. Like, no shit. Like, medical school is a fucking feat.
Right, but that's what's keeping them alive right now, right?
Oh, 100. Well, yeah, 100%. But it's also like, it almost, if you're actually in medical school and you're like doing this shit, it's almost comedic when someone's like, telling you like, you'll take away from my social media opportunities. You know, it's like, come on. Oh,
he should be single. You shouldn't be married. Like Jen Aiden sitting there showing pictures from Bill Aiden when they're in residency. That's a different world, I guess, but similar where it's to service the man and he's out screwing somebody after she supports him.
Yeah.
The whole thing is just crazy how they're inching closer and closer to beating down the door of misogyny and but they're not there and they all think they are. They all think they're Gloria Steinem and
I feel like there were like three women that seemed to have a more of a partnership relationship, like Macy, Demi, and the one that looks just like Demi. What's her name?
Yeah, Jesse, Demi, and
Jesse. Those three seem to have somewhat of like a normal husband, but they're older. They're not as like douchery. They're not 25.
But
outside of that,
they're not being really, they think they're being real, but they don't come across to me as real as Taylor. Even Whitney, who's sick, she's at least giving us something. The other girls were good, but they're so similar.
I liked Macy. I felt like Macy
Really? Oh, that's any friend of mine who tells me 17 days before.
Okay,
I'm
you don't
having
want to hear this. Is great. See, I would want to know.
No, there's no proof. Why would I upset you like that?
Oh, I would.
And that
I would
was
want to
10
know.
months ago. What if I don't know of any proof? And maybe if he's not out, they already had a lot of issues. And she was sitting on the couch after she riled them up, riled up her pregnant friend. She doesn't even go hug her friend. The boyfriend's not hugging her. Poor Taylor's just sitting there crying on the couch. And you have no proof. All you have is a DM.
Okay,
I
all
think
right,
it's
but wait,
cruel.
That was before she told them that. She was
no,
asked
I
to
know,
come over
but
there
she
to have a
saw.
conversation
She
with.
heard his explanation.
Yeah, but like that scene, she went over there because
It's not her
Taylor asked her to
business.
come. They had a conversation and she then witnessed their entire
No,
fight.
I know,
That's
but that
so
should have been
uncomfortable.
enough and then stay out of it. Don't rile it up. I
See,
would
so
never
you're
tell
saying
you. I think I would
you
hate
would
you,
not want to
and
know.
there's nothing to know. It was a DM from some crazy person.
What do you mean? So say in this, like us right now.
If someone messaged, if you were 17 days from being pregnant and I
Yes.
knew that Dorian, maybe you guys had,
But you
when
just
you were
heard
just
something.
starting and
I would
starting
want to
dating
know.
and you had already discussed that Dorian maybe was dating two people. And that happens
Yeah.
a lot when you're starting out dating and
Yeah.
you dump somebody else, especially in this day and age. And
Yeah.
then he seems like he's an idiot. But he
Oh.
seems like he's not cheating on her. He wants this to work out. And Taylor just is like having trouble because I think she probably has a lot of issues, even about the ex-husband that travels into this. I think it's cruel if you don't have, I think she should have gone to him before to go to someone who's that pregnant and blow her whole life up like that.
I would
I
want to
think is
know.
a very selfish thing to do.
Yeah, see, I felt the complete opposite. Like, I think that
I would
I
never,
just
I
feel
would.
very strongly that
Why though?
there's so, because
He's
there's
not
so,
cheating on her though.
yeah, but he's a piece of shit. And like from day
But
one,
why ruin her life when
why is
she's
she
gonna have
so
a baby?
upset?
You want your friend alone with a baby? I would never want you alone with a baby. Like
Why
if you
is
have a
she
guy who wants to
crying?
be there.
But imagine if every time you saw me, I am in
But you already
shambles
saw
because
that.
of my relationship. Like I
But
am
it's because
upset.
she
I am
can't.
devastated. We fight. We're unhappy. Like Taylor did
But
not
they
have the
already
look
know
of
about that though.
right, but like that's a cry for help. She just doesn't know how to get out, is how I feel. Like she's
Oh.
pregnant. She doesn't actually want to be
She's
with
still
him.
with
The
him though.
pressure, I know she's still with him, but I'm saying like if you watch that,
But
she
that's what
seemed
they already fought
miserable.
about, it seemed like. That just like what he said. He goes, "This is what we already talked about." And
Yeah,
there's
but
like
they're
people out
still
there for
fighting about it.
fame
It's not
hunger. But
the
I could
past.
see if there
It's
was
the
real
present.
proof. That
Yeah.
girl said it was before they were dating. Like it sounded like it was exact like when they
No,
first
she
started
said I didn't
dating.
know they were dating, and
Right.
that means he could have been lying and they fucked a week ago. You don't know the timing.
No, it wasn't like that, I don't think.
But
And then that
it
girl
didn't
held
say
on to
that.
it.
It said
Right. So
I
there's no
didn't know he
proof.
was
I
with
would talk
Taylor
to
and we
the I
slept
would talk
together.
to Dakota or bring them together. I would never blow up someone's life, especially pregnant, with help.
Yeah.
You could put someone into fucking
I'd
labor.
rather be alone with a baby than with a fucking fentanyl addicted. Like,
I don't
that's
think he's
just,
fine. I think he's
I
in
mean,
sobriety.
that's how I feel. Like,
It seemed like it
I
was
feel the
more
opposite.
about her. I guess I can see where you're coming from. To me,
And
it
I get
seemed
your
like
point too.
he had already told
I think
her.
everybody sees it differently.
I do. I see where you're coming from.
I
I
see
guess
where
I
you're coming from.
assume
I
that
just
it was
don't
that
agree.
girl. It was the girl at the beginning that he said he was
Right.
dating. And then
Right.
he's moved in. It's freaking 9 months. She got pregnant. She's got to deal with that
Yeah.
they weren't like married
But
before they had a freaking baby, you know?
yeah, I just feel like if
And
I
it's
knew
like,
anything that was shared with me, not where I am, like I think Macy went too far is when she calls
I
the
think
chick.
it's
Now you're
better to,
hunting, right? Now you're looking for it. But if somebody brings
yeah.
you information and you're sitting on it, you just don't know if somebody wants to know or not. And she also
But
said, if
she
I
should have
found out,
found
I
out
would,
if it was real proof, though.
yeah, I would
Like,
break up with
find
them
out the,
immediately.
call the
Like, I
girl
think,
before.
right. I just think you don't ever call. I think calling somebody and trying to seek out the information is a step too far. There, she's trying to be messy, I felt like. But
I guess
somebody just gives
she
you random
maybe she
information,
the way
I
she's
just feel
going
like,
on
you know,
about it, I
she
just wouldn't
is.
fuck with someone pregnant like that. I really
Yeah.
wouldn't.
You know what I thought of immediately? I was like, that's like
I
Khloe
honestly,
Kardashian.
I
She's going
really
to go
don't
into
care if
labor.
pe I see what you mean, like, right. I see what you mean. Yeah, I know you've kind of convinced me, but
I see what you
I
mean too.
don't know.
I think
I
people
guess it
either would not
depends
want
on
to know or met.
Dakota's real. I'd want to know if it was true, but not, I just didn't think it was. I don't know why I bought that Dakota was really trying to be nice. You think he's a piece of shit who is lying.
Yeah. Because his face, when she was like, oh, she sent me something like about, and he's like, about me? Like, and I felt
that,
like
that
just,
was weird. That was a weird, I second, felt the same way too. Like about it me. Was like, I thought that too.
He knew. I thought that like, too. Oh fuck. Yeah. Like, I'm
maybe there's
caught.
More to it that
I feel like the reason
why
he appeared so desperate was because he was desperately trying to cling on to what he could because he knew he fucked up. And he also knew because she said it many times that if I find out you fucked up, I'm out. And so that's kind of how I perceived it. But I see what you're saying. Like, you maybe don't want to know you're about to be pregnant.
Not that I don't want to know. Bubble,
you know,
I get it. I don't want to know. I'd want to know if it was true. And find out for real. Don't be just going off some DM of something you're fishing off Instagram.
I just went into my head where it's like, if I found this out, like if somebody sent me that about Dorian,
it could be anybody.
Example,
it could be
who a- I would never, I wouldn't believe it. I would be shocked and
I would tell you.
I would be horrified because why are they sending this? I think he's great. He could not be. And so
I
just
didn't
feel
see
like
Dorian fucking someone. And you're 17 days before you're pregnant, giving birth.
I'd want to know. I wouldn't want him in the room. And I would fucking cut his dick off and go to the hospital by myself. I wouldn't want to know. I would rather be alone.
Maybe it happened before you guys were like super serious. I don't know. I guess I'm giving the benefit of the doubt, but
yeah,
it just seems so fake. Like I accidentally fucked. The word accidentally is a weird way to put it. And she's had a lot of internet fame. So maybe people, you just can't believe everything.
No, you can't, but it's like, I guess if it was an isolated incident, that's one thing, but there is like these tailwinds of his behavior that are concerning. And I guess I'm
a misogynist. I took it as like, she's got deep issues from a lot of other stuff and she just should believe him and like kind of, like he's saying, we need to break the cycle and move on with our lives. Because I can do that with Tyler, like bring up nothing over and over and over again. And there's nothing to fight about, but I still want to fight about it.
Yeah, but you're not miserable with Tyler. Lives. You're not.
But I drag on things.
Yeah, but you don't look like when you got to the back half of this season.
Yeah, I know.
She looked like a woman deeply unhappy. Like, you know what I mean? Not just like, oh, there's some shit.
You're right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's different. I don't think it's comparable.
I felt so bad. And then when she doesn't, I know. And Tyler would go with me to the, like, Dakota needs to grow up a lot. And I worry for her.
Yeah.
Like, she needs to, he should have gone to the mom's house. The mom's way too aggressive. Thing.
Oh, the mom calling people? That's nuts.
The mom calling Whitney and the mom calling.
You see why Taylor has issues.
If someone's mom called me up and said that, I would not be like, this is a talk for her. I'd be like, I'm so sorry, Mrs. So-and-so, Mrs. Frankie Paul. I'll do better. And I should have been there. I'm so sorry. I'll send a present.
Yeah, it's just like, I think it's more like.
And her saying, tell him that you went into labor. I couldn't imagine my mom saying that.
Can you imagine how manipulative that is from a mother like that?
No, I see what you mean about it. I don't want to get involved. You get involved in people's lives and end up on the out, you know?
But she's involving her in her relationship.
The girl was obsessed from the jump being crazy on Dakota. But
Taylor's like, come talk to Dakota. Can you meet with Dakota?
I know.
Do this with Dakota.
You're right.
So it's
she's
not like
she's for it. Yeah.
She's not sticking her head in shit where she's not being asked. She's literally sitting on the couch witnessing
even
their fight because they invited her over.
I'd say that's your partner.
Oh,
God 100%. Bless. You know.
But you're
it's
not
a TV show.
You're not being asked for your opinion, and then
even
like,
if I was. I'd lie.
No, I get it. But she's actively involving her in their relationship.
Well, she seems
she's
nuts.
She's bringing Dakota to the pregnancy photo shoot to get free photos out of them. And like, just like she's.
Well, Macy was using her too. She even said it. She goes, this is good for my.
Oh, 100%.
Good for my. Yeah. I hate Macy.
That's so
I don't know why she rubbed me the wrong way.
Yeah.
I know. Dakota's trash.
Until the end.
Dakota seems like he belongs in Southern California the way he talks, doesn't he? With like kind of a valley boy talk. He's dumb. She's fucked.
I'm shocked they're still together. But also, again, perception isn't everything. You look at the social. Like, I went back to when she, like, when the show is
everything
airing,
was great.
Cute pictures, maternity photo
she's
shoots.
In
Meanwhile,
Home Depot,
you can see.
Or
she looks
Target,
like shit.
New dad.
She's crying all the time. they're fighting all the time. So it's just, I don't believe what I see, I guess. I saw their relationship. I think that relationship, I guess, you're right.
You're right. The girl needs, she's acting like, I guess I just, you're right. I shouldn't put all my anger. Maybe she's a good friend who's trying to save her friend from being a single mom. And wants,
I think,
her to
also
be a single,
she's overly
mom
involved because it sounds like she came from an abusive relationship. So she's probably triggered, as they say. So it's like,
oh, I saw a video today of her, because I went down the,
yeah,
she got pregnant at 19. Then her, then her boyfriend died in a car accident, or a tractor trailer ran him over. Then she found this other dude. So she has been, she just seemed like
a
nice girl, but.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Yeah, I think it could go either way easily. Like, I do see what you're saying. I just felt like, given that she was actively so involved in their relationship by them, she was just like, and for me, if I found out even six, so say we play this out, say in 6 months from now, so the baby's a year and a half, she finds out he cheated the whole time, he'd been fucking people, whatever. And your friend knew and didn't tell you, and you were getting played for 2 years, you wouldn't have wanted to know. That's like how I would be like,
no,
I would
I'm not
have
saying I didn't
want to
know. I just wouldn't tell her when she's 2 weeks before she's giving birth.
Yeah.
And I would find out the proof.
Right.
I wouldn't go on a DM when someone says, I accidentally slipped and fell and Dakota's penis fell inside me. I would find out proof before I'm ruining your life, is all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't have like such a an excitement about it.
Yeah. When she was like, I have a reminder set to tell her. I was like, that's fucking weird.
It seems a little sick. Yeah. Like, think about what it could really do to fuck up someone's life. I don't know. I just feel bad. There's a little baby involved. It's not just you're dumb. Like, you're a dumb Instagrammer who's like, what's your confession? You're a Mormon. You're like, what's your confessional Sunday or something? And then it's just, you can't, the J-Lo believed everything about every rumor, you know?
Yeah, I mean, she's not J-Lo, though. That's the other
I know,
thing.
But she's got millions of people watching her.
Yeah.
I would find out the facts before I would see, I guess I see my friend is disheveled. The guy is not that bad. He's there for her. He's taking care of her. There's not facts that he's out boning people. They are having a lot of issues, but like, you've had a great, perfect life. I wouldn't, you know, not everybody gets that.
If that was my friend and I was constantly getting these calls from her and she's crying all the time,
I guess I just don't care about anyone's life that much. I got enough.
Yeah.
Going
she's
on.
Just exhausted and looks run down and all fucked up. Like, I would want better for my friend, and I wouldn't be actively involved, but if somebody came to me, I'd be like, fuck.
It's nice. You know? I guess I don't know when the right time is.
Yeah, I don't know either.
That's, I just hated, like, Macy's way of like making it like a storyline that,
I mean,
like, when are we going to tell her? And,
She did it. And I mean, that, where she lost me was the last scene where she calls a chick. I was like, okay, now you're just being.
And why would they end it on that? Tell us
what the hell's going on. See, that's what makes me think they filmed two seasons back to back.
I hope so.
I've been watching their
Instagram, and it seemed like, I thought the show was scrapped for a long time.
It seemed like it was. That's what I think. The 11 months later,
they
scrapped it, picked
it
back
a little
up.
Bit. You're right. And I think it was right around COVID, because I remember them going back into places and I'm like, oh God, they're going inside or something. It was just.
Oh, you know what I have to bring up before I forget about Whitney? The pregnancy test in the cake.
Oh my God. She's so nasty.
That is disgusting. You're going to ruin a beautifully decorated cake by stuffing in a pregnant. Like, I don't understand. Just write, I'm pregnant on the freaking top of the cake.
And nobody cares. You've had two kids already. No one cares. Your parents don't even care. No one cares if you're having a
another
baby.
Another kid for me to fucking babysit.
No one cares.
I thought the same thing.
Her dad looked like he hated her. Everyone hated. The sister was disgusted. It was so dumb.
It was hilarious.
And I don't even know how
But then I bet we could go find that photo on Instagram and they'd look happy as shit. You know, it's all fake.
Whitney's sad. And then the whole, even, and the Coke, the Fruity Pebbles. It's just.
So what did you take that? What did that mean? Was he eating it out of her vagina?
I guess. I guess.
Is that what you would assume? What?
Are they that horned up? That's what they're doing?
What is it? It's sugar.
Who has time?
Fucking sugar and sex. They're just like, give me some fucking Fruit Loops. Why are you, what does that even mean? Are you like putting it up somebody's vagina and eating it out? That's very unsanitary.
So weird. It's so weird. If I was like, Tyler, I'm going to put these Fruit Loops up my pussy. We're going to eat them out. That's what we're doing tonight. I mean, slap me, Tyler. So weird. It's insane. What I'm saying. These women are so here to service their men. It's crazy. Yeah.
But it's like, why is that what that's like? I don't even know how we get there. And even that, Whitney doing that gift was weird.
It was a bitch move.
It was. And then her to be like, I'm so
chucked
upset
the cereal over Whitney's head.
Yeah. How do you feel about Demi? We haven't talked about her.
God, I don't know any storyline she's involved. Who is? Let me see. I saw a
she's
little
the
breakdown.
One that was like essentially
is
talking
she the hairdresser?
Shit to. No, that's Jessie. She was like the one that was very loud and like talking shit to everybody. Brought up
Demi's got
started
the blue
the
eyes. Is she the
fight.
One that got her vagina shaved off?
That's Jessie.
Oh, Jessie, that's wild. And then she got her boobs done for a fourth time.
Insane.
It's like Michael Jackson territory. Leave your boobs alone. How much scar tissue are you gonna? What's going on? It's sad.
Why are we changing our minds so many times about our implants? Like I don't. That means maybe don't get plastic surgery till you know what you want.
The doctors need to stop. That's enough. That scares me.
Yeah. No, Demi's
the vagina
one that's married
thing,
to
I can't
the older,
imagine the pain of that healing.
Dude. Oh, my God. Looks horrible. I would
for 6 weeks? I mean, you're getting your period in the middle of that. What are you doing?
I don't know.
Can you imagine?
No.
Demi's the one that was fighting with her about calling Taylor white trash.
Yes.
I love them fighting over being called white trash. This is where we're supposed to be at with reality TV.
This is one of my favorite all-time reality TV fights amongst white people. Is like nothing offends a white person more than if you call them white trash. Like
it is
think of all
offensive.
The shows where it's like when that happens, you're just like you're outraged.
Who
you
else
call
somebody
raging
white trash?
Bitch.
I don't remember.
There was it Gina? Or maybe because I think she's white trash. There's definitely been like multiple episodes where
Gina
this is
on
like,
The Housewives.
Yes.
Ramona, they got called white trash and it was the best thing ever.
Yes.
Yeah, I loved it.
Oh, it's great.
I like her. You know, I'm kind of forgetting anything other than that fight. And then, is she the one that set up the Chippendales?
Yes.
See, I think that's a very selfish thing.
No, that's Jessie. So I feel like that was provocative in a way where they knew that was going to piss people off and they probably shouldn't have done it. You should have told them before and they could have chosen to opt out. It felt like
they're
wanted
at a different level of life and freedom.
Yeah, it's like they wanted to blow up.
They want to hurt their friends' lives and marriages and kind of make them suffer.
Yes. Like they
but
wanted to
Jen
blow up
should
their
have
lives.
Known too, right?
Yeah, I mean, you as you're going there and they're like, oh, it's Chippendales, you probably should just be like, I'm not going to go in. Like if you know your husband's a nut job like that, which is crazy, but like, because probably 50% of those guys are gay anyways. Like, what are we worried
and
about?
Pulling down their pants so their asses are showing like that.
It's a lot. And
remember,
it looked
it's
like,
so funny.
Didn't it look like a small theater room?
Remember,
with like
that
30
was like
chairs?
The Housewives. Yeah, it did look
small. Like, yeah.
Sad. I think Taylor, right, back to the Dakota thing, that is he is scary the way he's like outside of these hotels and everything. She should have broken up with him. You're thinking back, you're probably right. I just felt bad for Taylor when her friend's like, Taylor, it was hard to watch her just shovel food down her. Like she was so hungry, the poor thing, which, you know, I am too when I'm pregnant, but the poor thing, all she has is to rewatch the shots of her eating because she's so pregnant. And this crazy boyfriend who's outside of these casinos kind of watching her. And then the way he walked into that house and almost was going to push down the girls to get through the door. It is aggressive.
Like, just again, like, it just you wonder how long they last. They're just not, like she said, like, we're both broken people. How do we break the cycle? Like, that's it. Like, they should be in couples therapy. I hope they are. Like, they just both are really fucked up. And they started from a broken place, and that's pretty hard to repair.
Well, they're too dumb. Like, you're coming from a smart person brain. I feel like she's saying that as, like, a foreplay. I feel like they're so, like, they're so okay with all of this.
Yeah.
I'm sure Taylor's ex-husband dumped her and moved on and got the hell out of the situation. Like, they're going to fight like this forever in parking lots nationwide.
Why is she so compelling? I don't know.
I don't know.
It's fascinating.
It is.
The appeal. Like, the second I saw her on screen, I was like, oh, I'll watch her. Like, I don't, like, you could remove everybody else and I would watch her mess of a life. Like, it gives me, honestly, like, Teen Mom vibes.
Yeah, she does.
How involved her mom is. The, like, I know she's 29, she's, but it's, like, almost like she's 15.
It's weird. And the way that she talks, it's just like she got dropped in the hospital room. And then she's very pretty in a different way, even though she's just a basic whatever. But Demi, Jesse, Macy, I guess because she has this blonde hair, Jen, they all look so similar.
They do.
But somehow Taylor stands out. And I don't know why. And it's like I'm watching Where's Waldo? I'm like, is Taylor in this episode? I'm looking for her.
They all, their hair is the same. Their outfits are the same. It's wild. Like, Michaela, the hair especially, it's all, like, curled the exact same way every time.
It's like she's wearing an earpiece and she's allowed to talk here and there. She was useless to the show. She's good for her. She's involved in it, but she's useless.
Never had an orgasm. Two kids. Crazy. Just like, I can't imagine getting married that young.
No.
Like, I almost, like, the having a kid thing, that happens. It's America. I get it. You're 16. There's no sex education. You don't know. You don't know anything. You don't know how you get pregnant. All of a sudden, you're fucking pregnant. But the
being legally bound to some guy.
Married. You're married. What the hell?
Even having kids. 19, God.
Your brain, like they said, your brain isn't even fully developed. Oh, what do you think when they were all going in on Zach at the, when Jen showed back up at the.
I'm okay with that.
Because, oh, you are? See, that I feel like falls into the category.
Oh. Well, they had proof. They saw. They lived it. They read these texts of this abuser who's, if they saw Dakota screwing some woman or if there was real.
Okay,
proof,
but Michaela says she saw him telling her she's like a fucking cunt and that she needs to just shut the fuck up at a party. Like, you know
that,
what I mean?
Yeah, and I can see, right. That is, I can see why why they should break up.
Yeah.
But if they've moved past it. But this is fresh. They'd said it was 24 hours before. I can understand why Macy wants to tell her.
Yes.
But it's just the whole 2 weeks from being pregnant. I guess, like, Taylor's already got two other kids. Let her just get some help here for a minute. I guess.
Yeah.
I can see what you mean. I really do. Like, at what point
but that,
is okay?
When she was like, I hate people like Zach. He's disgusting.
It was brutal.
Like, I was like,
but I also kind of appreciated how honest they were.
They were being honest.
And this girl.
Yes. And what I did appreciate is they framed it from, like, we want you to be happy, secure, empowered. Like, they kind of framed
that.
It from
it was
like,
nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, this is about you, not about how bad he
there's
is.
There's a lot of hair flying, all the hair in extent. It's wild, but it was brutal. At first, I'm like, wow, this is heavy shit. But I guess that is what friends are for. And you are right. That's what friends are for. If Tyler was screwing somebody, but I guess I
get what you're saying
like
about the proof.
Know.
That's a good point.
It's an
internet rumor. She's famous. I think in my head, I'm also imagining me, right? Like, somebody messages me that my husband is cheating. I'm going to take it pretty seriously because
you're
who the fuck
if,
knows him? You know what I mean?
But
it's different
right.
with a celebrity.
But if he was, but if you're right, that he was not, there's something off about Dakota and he is a scammer. Like the way he walks in to greet the parents, he's like, I'm home or something. It's like,
no,
I'd be embarrassed if Tyler talked like that to my
parents.
Can
you imagine?
Like,
while they
walk
hate
in
you
and hand their,
to...
shake their hands and say, like, I'm going to take care of your daughter. He's so immature. It is scary.
Dorian showed me this reel of like, what's one, like, what is required of Black people when they enter a Black house? And I was like, what? Like, what? And it's like, essentially, like, you have to say hello to whoever is in the house. Like, you can't just walk in and like, just walk in. Like, you have to like hi, blah, blah, you know, like, and it's like that kind of respect is like critical, right? White yeah. people are the worst. Just like walking That's in crazy. Like, I'm here. It's like,
I love watching white moms versus black moms. I'm like, I'm going to be the black mom. I'm yes. not going to be the white mom.
Right.
100%.
Hello, Mrs. Blah, blah, you know, like that kind of shit.
Like little Johnny comes home from being at his black friend's house and he comes in and starts doing the dishes and the white mom's like, what the fuck are you doing? And he's, you know, just been
yeah.
told.
Like Dorian said, growing up, he had a friend, a white kid who like lived down the street. And he would come to the house when he came in, like their housekeeper would like
but
open the door.
Imagine.
And if he just walked in and didn't acknowledge her, she would kick him out and like make him leave and come back in and be like, hello, Mrs. Blah, blah, you know, like, yeah. like you've got to respect.
I couldn't imagine doing that.
Yeah, I know. It's so funny. But yeah, Dakota, like just the way how casual people. He was with the parents is like, you're not trying to build rapport with them at all. You're treating them like they're your
no,
bros.
It's very rude in a weird way. I don't know how to explain it. Hold on. So and then what was I saying? We were saying before that though with Zach. She's stuck. She's going to be with that lunatic for life, I think.
Oh, yeah,
I hope she snaps out of it.
What made me realize
her.
That she's going to be there, unless her fame blows up online, was when she was like, my mom is the housekeeper or my mom is a cleaning lady
yeah,
at the hospital where his dad is a surgeon. So I think she has a lot of insecurities about her upbringing. She brings the relationship. I'm sure he makes her feel that every day. Like she can't
she's
do better.
She's the cutest thing too.
It's adorable.
She's a gorgeous girl.
But you see, like, that's the thing. Like these men are sucking the life out of them. The next morning when they were sitting there and somebody was like, I don't know. One of the girls was like, I don't know how you deal with these men. Aren't you miserable? And Taylor was just like, yeah, I am. Like, just like, you know, it's like, that's not the feeling you
she's
want.
She's so honest. She's so refreshing.
Yeah,
she's so brutally honest.
Yeah. And I thought, honestly, like her conversation with Whitney, she was trying to be like, I understand how you feel. I want to understand. Like she wasn't yelling at her. She was just like, why aren't you not my friend anymore? You're not explaining this. And like, she approached that in kind of a like, yeah, like a very honest way.
And
yeah,
she's nice.
Her.
Like I'm waiting for Taylor to be a real queen bee bitch, but yeah. She's really nice.
No, she ate a lot of the awkwardness. She ate the fact that like I got arrested. I mean, and see, that's the other thing. Like, we forget. We didn't even bring that up. Like they have such bad fights that
right.
she gets fucking arrested.
Right.
That's bad.
Right. I know.
And
but
that's
I,
like early
I could
days.
Drink to where everything is my fault. I guess I have compassion for that.
Yeah.
Because.
Yeah.
That's I have compassion for people.
No,
but
I get
hopefully
it. I
she
too.
Changes it and moves on. No, not that it's saying you don't. But
yeah.
I. That's probably why I
you
see like
yeah.
maybe she keeps it going by being. Like
mm-hmm.
I could really learn to just move on from shit and
yeah.
stop talking about stuff. But I don't think, I hope it works out for her. I like her. I just hope.
I like her too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else is there?
Such a great
the
show.
The soda things.
Swig. Is that what it's called? Never heard of it. It's just crazy. Like,
franchises
America as a whole,
making...
I feel like is like anti-soda in life. And they're just like, guzzling it fucking down three times a day.
And they're
it's
like
wild.
Making it with sparkling
Humps
water and like
yeah
pump. It's like they come and like here in San Diego taco shops are all everywhere and like Utah soda machine soda pop shops. It's
crazy.
So crazy.
It's crazy. America's a wild place.
Oh, when they were in that hot tub and they were all in that was just it's too many people in a hot
tub.
Oh,
thank you. Too many adults. What are we doing? And like, again, that scene, like you're sneaking booze. Like we're 15 and we're having a soda bar because of a medical. If somebody's going into medical school and there's a soda bar and pizza, like we're 15, like what is happening? It's crazy. Such a different world.
And it is rude of, I guess
I agree,
maybe that's why
rude.
I'm turned off. Those girls shouldn't have been drinking the flasks at their house.
What are we again? But these people's brains are like stunted. They're so immature.
They are. They really
like, I
are.
I don't understand why you would think it would be appropriate to do that. Crazy.
It's a real scary world.
America, like think about that. Utah is not that far from the West Coast. And it's like a different world. Like,
right.
Soda pops and garments.
And how religion
and, like,
can just control your whole life.
I know. It's crazy. It's insane. Like my good friend growing up was Mormon, and she was all of this. The no caffeine, the
God,
blah,
no
blah,
caffeine.
blah.
So there's no caffeine, but they're drinking soda. Is there not soda in the is there no caffeine in the soda they're drinking?
It was like no, maybe it's no coffee, but it was like
they were saying no coffee, obviously, right?
No alcohol.
Why coffee? When did
going
John
to Bible study every day before school? Just like very restrictive.
Wow,
it's crazy, crazy. What a show!
It is wild.
Anything, any other thoughts on this? I think I have a few random topics we could check in on before we leave.
Yeah. Oh, I'd love to know. I hope little Jen Affleck gets out like Jennifer Lopez.
Yes.
And she's so cute.
Yep.
I hope little Taylor makes it. It's a wild show. I love it.
I just hope I'm right and they kept cameras up and we get a second. I want a second season right after. Like, I
hope
just
so.
Keep going.
It should be going right now.
I know, but maybe they give, like, couldn't we just get it in like 2 months? Because the thing is, the magic of a season one is even nowadays when people think they may blow up, they don't actually know. And so it's like that kind of Jersey Shore season one safety.
Yeah, it was very Jersey Shore-esque.
I want it to continue.
It felt like
you know?
That.
Yeah.
And the way that they shot it, I thought it was going to be very hokey when I would see it on the internet. And it's crazy how high quality. When they were having that conversation outside at the fire pit, when they were yelling, when they were telling Jen, it's just such high quality. I can't imagine the girls are such naturals having these intense conversations with cameras in their face.
Yes. Even the scene with Dakota and Macy in the car, I was like, these are fucking excellent cameras. They're giving you like a side angle of their face, a front angle.
And Dakota does give frantic energy like he was going to hit Macy in the car.
Yes. Just like imagine
You're right.
The way he rolled into the car, he's like, you got some time. It's like, you're not going to knock on the window. You're just rolling into somebody's, like, that was weird.
It was aggressive. It was very aggressive.
Okay, other things. I finished the first batch of Outlast, which was one of our favorite shows last year. This season, I would say, is not as compelling. The characters aren't as good. There's not as much evil, like the people burning sleeping bags like last year.
Where are they?
They're in Alaska again. I think also watching it compared to Alone is tough because, like, Alone, they're such masters, and some of these people are just chumps and, like, doing shit that you know is not going to be good for them, or like drinking bad water, just kind of like rookies.
Don't be amateur. Yeah.
So, like, you need the game playing, and I felt like the game playing wasn't as high. I'm going to finish the season, but, like, I wouldn't hardly endorse it at this point. Like, I'd give it like a C+, maybe.
Man.
And then are you going to check out the new, do you see this Nicole Kidman Netflix show?
Oh, I didn't see it. I would
like Perfect Couple or something.
I wanted to watch that. Yes. I wanted to watch
it. Check
it
out.
Sparked my interest. Yes. 100%. Yeah.
And I think she is always playing the same character. Like, I don't get
Nicole
it. Since Big Little Lies, it's just the same. It's just like her playing like a wealthy woman with a past or something, you know, but I think I'll check it out.
I started a movie with her and Zac Efron, and I stopped watching it with Kathy Bates even in it, and she's just terrible.
Okay, yes, like it was like about an affair or something like that.
Yeah, Okay,
yeah.
Oh, for some reason I'll watch Zac Efron. I don't know why. I have a little affinity.
Zac Efron is like a sad case.
His little
to me.
Freak
like,
face. Yeah.
Yeah, his face, and he's like floating in pools and
shit. I know.
Shit.
Yeah, he's gonna be like, dead.
Kind of troubled. I'm a little
maybe
concerned.
Jen Affleck can get with him. Yeah. And if Jennifer Lopez, I should have researched that. If she is hanging out with A-Rod.
I think that's an old picture. I looked
it up.
I think
so too. I thought so.
But we talked about this, obviously. We had that conversation probably the last time we recorded about prenups, and then find out that Jennifer Lopez, who's worth double the amount of Ben Affleck.
How could she not have one?
How is that possible? You have Benny Medina, your best friend and business manager, up your ass 24/7. Nobody recommends a prenup. I don't understand how that happened.
How,
that's
though?
How?
But I guess Ben Affleck, they're just going to split, right?
I guess, but like, why? Why not make it easy
when
you are a woman with a horrible history of marriages and relationships? Like, how does she not have somebody to give her that advice? It's crazy. Or and make it happen. It's like she needs a conservatorship to protect her heart.
Who do you blame for that? I do blame him.
For the lack of prenup?
Oh, no, I blame him for the divorce.
Oh, yeah. I think that he doesn't want to be like a fame whore like she is.
And every time you see them, they are arguing in person. She's just very intense to be married
to. She's intense. She wants to be, I think she would have a reality show if he would have, you know what I mean? Like that kind of vibe.
I kind of admire her getting married so much and
it's crazy.
And divorcing. It's fun.
You have to, you do have to appreciate that she's just out here wiling out, like not like a celebrity.
It's
just
better
like a
than like Wendy Williams, who was ended up brain dead because she let her husband fuck with her so much.
It's so true.
If Wendy Williams would have dumped that loser to the curb, we'd still have a talk show.
Yeah, you're right.
Instead, she's brain dead up in some sky high apartment in New York City.
Yeah.
It's really sad.
Oh, last thing. You'll never watch this. It was one of the most disturbing things I've seen, which was about not another Mormon. What was her name? Ruby.
Oh, I know about her. She looks like Whitney. Yeah.
Watched a documentary on it.
I don't know
how
you're watching that.
I think it was like
loose eventually and told that got to the neighbors.
Horrifying. When I tell you, I have like, A, you couldn't watch it because like I could barely watch it.
No, I don't want. I can't even read articles about her.
The kid who walked
I know exactly who you're talking about.
The kid who escaped and went to the neighbor's house looked like he was a Holocaust survivor. It was fucking disgusting. That woman should be underneath the jail.
She reminds you of Whitney.
Yeah.
Little blonde, little and she's
has like
an abuser.
She was an influencer. She had people, same shit. She had people following her.
Sick.
There's a video they show where she's like, I just got a call from my principal, my daughter's principal, and she said I should bring her lunch. And I said, I know that makes you uncomfortable, but it's my daughter's responsibility. Six, pack lunch. And if she didn't pack lunch, she's not gonna eat. That's the lesson she needs to learn. It's like,
God.
Jesus Christ.
Oh,
horrible.
My God.
All in the name of God, too. Of
that
like,
makes
God
me
is
sick.
Rooting out this evil. It was one of the worst things
that
I've seen. I was so disturbed. So disturbed. If you like that kind of shit, watch it. But it was fucking disturbing.
They shouldn't even make these things because it helps no one. And it just gives psychos like that fame offs. Like she gets off
like,
knowing that there's
just so
I don't
sick.
Know what's the point of making a documentary about her.
It's just people watching
a
car crash.
I guess people want money from her watching. Right.
It's that kind of, you know, it's a car crash
it's
thing.
It's just sick.
The last thing I'll recommend in terms of documentaries, Chimp Crazy. It's on HBO Max about this woman who like refused to give up this chimp and like PETA fought her to the death. And it's also about all these like other stories about people obsessed with chimps and then getting like their face eaten off or eating their
friend. It's not the lady
friend.
In Connecticut. This lady never.
They talked about that girl.
Okay, but that's not her. Okay.
No. It's bizarre. It's like by the people who did Tiger King. It's on HBO Max.
And so she has one, a chimp is like a big chimp?
Oh.
How big
people,
are they?
No. These people get chimps as babies, keep them, like literally call them my son.
Where the fuck
these,
are they getting them?
It's like this illegal black market. They get these chimps. They grow up. That like this chimp was, I mean, how big are these things? And then they're just attacking people.
And where's the chimp like, living?
Oh, in like a, she had it at one point,
on the
had
couch?
It in a room. No, they had them on the couch. So they get too big. And then they're like in this terrible cage. She's feeding them McDonald's and fucking cake and soda. And they're like trapped, losing their shit. Like there's a few
no wonder
scenes
they
where
get
the chimps
aggressive.
Are just running and like running into the wall and like trying to attack people because they're just like they shouldn't be in confinement like that. It's insane. All these people getting their face bit off by chimps, like insane.
It's terrible.
Insane. But they eventually got the chimp free and now he's like at a sanctuary. Alan Cummings is in it oddly because he acted in a movie with the chimp. And so PETA just like warriored it. She lied and said they killed the chimp. Meanwhile, she's hiding it in her backyard because she had to give up. She had like 10 chimps at one point. They had to come confiscate them. It was a whole thing. It was ridiculous.
She should go to jail.
Yeah, that I mean
she should
lied
be locked
to these
up
people too. It's insane.
For animal abuse. Because if you're gonna abuse an animal like that, you would abduct a child or you'll abduct another human and lock them up too. Because you're getting off
like,
on it. It's weird.
Why? What kind of power trip do you think you have over these fucking massive animals? Like no one's supposed to own a goddamn chimp. Like you're just not. They're not a baby. They're a fucking animal, like a wild animal. It's wild. It was a wild show.
And they're
I think
so
it's over.
Strong. It's so cruel.
There was one scene where the chimp's like hugging one of the chicks. She's like, "You're hurting my neck." It's like, "Yeah, it's gonna, it's
hope
he's
it
gonna
rips
kill you."
Your neck off.
Like
that's like Siegfried and Roy. Like, you had it coming, dude. You end up in a wheelchair. You had a freaking tiger in your house all the time.
I mean, I don't understand the appeal of like exotic animals as pets. It's very weird.
Even dogs is push. It's weird to have these animals just walking around my house, taking shits on my floor here and there if they need to. It's gross.
I'm not a pet person personally, but I mean, yeah, it's just.
At least these chickens. Wild. Chickens should be the most prized possession on the entire planet. They're super smart.
Yeah.
And they're so sweet and loving. These chickens want to come in my house and they give you, if the world ended, people would be shooting each other over getting a chicken. It would keep your ass alive. It would keep your brain feeling good. You wouldn't feel sick. They pop out this perfect protein for you to eat up. You could even eat it raw if you had to.
Ugh.
They're God's angels. You're going to get to heaven and all the chickens are there because that angels. Is who the Mormons should be protecting.
Oh, you brought it full circle. I love it. Oh my God. Oh, okay. Last thing.
Dubai Housewives. Excellent.
Yeah, that's what I wanted you
excellent
to say.
Show.
Way better than. She finally watched it. Justine did. What do you?
I watched
you
it when
like
I was
it?
Sick. Yeah, I liked it a lot. It was really good. Caroline, the way that she talks to the boyfriend, you would think. See, she gets away with it. She's like the Dakota beating down Taylor Frankie. It's just great. She's ruining his life, wasting all his good years. It's nice to see a woman waste a man's good years because he has a lot more time. And Chanel Ayan is great. They fight about old housewife stuff. They have great backdrops, great clothes, good friendships.
Okay.
It's a great season, I think.
All right. I'll download it for my next plane ride, I think. That would be a good
Yeah, take. And if you miss it, you miss it. But it was fun to watch. And I never, ever would have watched it had I not been feeling like shit.
Yeah, I get it. All right, I think that's it. We'll be back. Well, things are coming soon, right? Oh, I don't know if you saw this. American Love is Blind, October 2nd.
Oh yeah.
So we'll be doing that, and obviously the.
I wish that they would make it more compelling. To by the time we get to the weddings, we give a shit. The past two seasons, we don't care anymore.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like
I like it. I love it when they meet each other and they're at the
pods. Just like favorite part, honestly,
when they're at
the
resort.
Honeymoons. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that's my favorite part. That's all I want to watch.
Yeah, because it's like you're starting to see if they're actually maybe going to work. I would take like the three middle episodes, and that would be it. And then the wedding.
It's so great.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll be doing that.
Just tell
us
who got married. Just do a quick snippet of the weddings of just. I don't want to watch their. Vows or anything. I just want to know
ready,
did yes or no.
That.
Yes or no. That's it. Just say yes, no, and that's it.
That'd be
and
great.
Then
they just walk
and
up.
And then you
yes.
can have like a 30-second reaction of the person that got dumped.
Yes.
And then a 30-second reaction.
Yeah.
Let's just keep it to where our brain spans are right now.
I know. I was listening to Bill Simmons. He was like talking, it was one of the movie podcasts I listened to, and they were talking about how his son was like essentially all he watches, he's like 15, is like he doesn't even watch NBA games. He just watches like the top five dunks right now, you know, and it's like everything's like 30 seconds and like with no context. He's like, I'm concerned for our future.
Yeah,
like
seriously,
our brains. And it's true.
Yeah,
it's just keeps getting shorter and shorter, our attention spans. It's nuts.
That's why I really try to push movies, at least watch something.
Yeah. Oh, you know what movie was cute? This is my last thing. Migration, the bird cartoon.
Right.
There's a great Jamaican bird character who's like trying to get home. So Sterling was into it. But even then, he was like partway through the movie. He's like,
movie.
This is boring. I was like, I'm into this movie and we're freaking finishing the movie. And then we finished it. And the next day, he was watching it again. I was like, haha, it's stuck. You know?
Yeah,
sometimes
right.
You got to force
liar.
This shit into
them.
Yeah.
It is a cute movie.
All right.
I zone
all
out
right,
with
friends.
The cartoons, but it is cute.
We'll be back. We hope you enjoyed See Your Lives, Mormon Wives.
All right. Bye, Jamaica.
All right. We love you guys. Bye.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.